Good morning. This message is brought to you by First Baptist Church of Clearfield, located at 111 North 2nd Street. To hear this and other messages, please go to the church website at fbcclearfield.com. Pastor Matt Brown and his congregation invite you to worship the Lord with them Sunday mornings at 10:45. Here's Pastor Matt.
If you have your Bible tonight, you can turn to Luke chapter 2, and we'll be in just verses 10 and 11 this evening. If you don't have a Bible with you, that's okay. There's also the Bibles in the back of the pew in front of you that you could take advantage of. So as I think about life, you know, and news, no one likes to hear bad news. Sometimes we hear of only bad news, and it's not really a fun experience, right? Maybe you hear that your car needs this major repair, or you hear that you lost your job, or that your favorite store is closing down. But then there's other times where we hear both good news and bad news. You know that question when someone asks you, they say, I have both good news and bad news. Which one do you want to hear first? I don't know about you, but I actually like the bad news first. That way you can end on a good note, like, okay, there's something good coming out of it. This combination of bad and good news is illustrated in the following story. A large two-engine train was making its way across America. While crossing the western mountains, one of the engines broke down. No problem, we can make it to Denver and get a replacement engine there, the engineer thought, and he carried on at half the power. Farther on down the line, the other engine broke down, and the train came to a standstill in the middle of nowhere. And so the engineer needed to inform the passengers about why the train had stopped, and he was always looking on the bright side, so he made the following announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that both engines have failed, and we will be stuck here for some time until additional engines arrive. The good news is that you didn't take this trip on a plane. So as you can see, that's good news and bad news combined. But don't you enjoy it when you only hear good news? Some highlights of this happening in my life were the times that I heard my wife was pregnant, the times that I heard that I got the job, or made the team, or got that tax refund, right? Those were moments of good news that brought great joy in my life. I'm sure you've had those moments in your life over the years. Well, here in Luke 2, the shepherds were able to enjoy one of those moments in which they heard only good news. And this good news would change the world forever. As we look at Luke 2, you see that there's these certain shepherds, and they're in the field, and they're keeping watch over their flock by night. And if you think about it, they're just having a typical day as shepherds. You know, nothing's unusual happening. And then all of a sudden, an angel appears to them, and the glory of the Lord shines around them. They become frightened, of course. I'm sure any of us would feel that way. Who expects an angel to just suddenly appear while you're shepherding? Who expects to have the glory of the Lord shine around you? But here they are, face to face with an angel who has a message to deliver. And it's in verses 10 and 11 of the angel's message that we will look specifically at this evening. They say this. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." So what we're actually going to do tonight is look backwards. We'll look at verse 11 first and then verse 10. So you think about verse 11, you see the content of the news. So the angel tells the shepherds that a Savior is born that day. So this wasn't the birth of just an ordinary baby boy. This was the birth of the Savior. A Savior is someone, as you think about, a Savior, deliverer, someone who delivers, who saves. But the question is, what did they need saving from? And it is from sin and death. And that is what Christ did with his first coming. He came to seek and to save those that were lost. We were all slaves to sin, bound for death before Christ. But his work on the cross, it saves us. It delivers us from that bondage to sin and from that eternal condemnation. So his arrival signified that the time of redemption had come. And so we say, praise be to God who sent Jesus to be born, for we certainly needed a Savior. He didn't leave us in our sin, but he went so far as to send his only unique Son to earth to deliver us, to be our Savior. The angel also says that the Savior is born this day. And after finishing my schooling, pastoral schooling, it's called seminary, and I really desired to be a pastor and to have a pastoral job. I longed for it. I waited for it for a couple years, and it was hard. It was hard to wait. But what joy came upon me when I realized the wait was over. The day had come when I would become a pastor. So how much more joy do you think came upon them when they realized that after hundreds of years of waiting for the arrival of the Savior, it was over. That waiting was over. The Savior had come. They didn't have to continue waiting. The day had arrived. So can you imagine the shepherd's mind at this moment? It's like, he's here. He's here. He came. No more waiting. No more wondering when he would come. No more longing for that day. But the day is called today. For us, we don't say he was born today. We would say he was born that day, and we celebrate that day. His birth is also declared to be unto you. So it was unto mankind. So he didn't come for animals or for angels. He came for us, unto us, for our sake, for our good, as his precious gift from God to us. And we find he was born in the city of David. In the book of Micah, it was prophesied that a ruler would come out of Bethlehem. And so you see Jesus' birth fulfilling scripture just left and right. This was certainly the promised one to come. In fact, the angel says that this Savior is Christ the Lord. So this wasn't just merely a Savior. You think of the book of Judges, and these judges who were these deliverers would rise up from time to time and they would save Israel temporarily, right? Israel would then go back into their cycle of rebellion. But that's not who Christ was. He wasn't just this temporary Savior. He was the Savior, the Messiah, the promised one. And more astonishing, this Christ is the Lord. This baby who was born was God himself. Now, did the shepherds truly understand that point at this exact moment? Maybe not, but we sure do. This is God taking on flesh. And this is amazing news. This is the content of the angel's message, which the angel gave to the shepherds. A baby was born in Bethlehem who was the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. The wait was over. The time had come. The great deliverer had come to mankind, the Lord himself. And really, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. The historical fact of our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, being born on this earth. That's the content. But then in verse 10, you also see the characteristics of this news. So the angel's first words are fear not. And this was a very common heavenly greeting when an angel would appear. Even think about Christ after his transfiguration. He says, fear not. And it's because he's trying to reassure the listener because the appearance Remember the glory of the Lord shining around? That can be very fearful. It's like, what am I looking at right now? And it's a great reminder that Christ's birth is not a time for fear, but a joy. His coming means hope and life and salvation. That's because his first coming, he came to save. So the news of Christ's birth dispels fear. I think about Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. It talks about how he delivered all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. So if you're here today and you're just living in fear, let me tell you, you do not have to. Christ came to deliver us from the fear of death because he frees us from the power of sin and death. So his coming truly dispels fear. And the reason the angel can say fear not is because he's saying, I'm bringing you good news. The good news has been brought to us. And that's a marvelous grace of God that he determined to bring us good news. Although we didn't deserve anything, we didn't deserve to know anything, he brings good news to the undeserving. And this message, it was brought to the shepherds by an angel. And as we think about now, this message is brought to us by the Word of God. And we're just utterly thankful that God would determine to share this good news with us. It has been brought to us. So without question, Jesus' birth has brought good news of great joy to the world. Because our Savior, he came to the earth. And he was born. He came to us. He took on flesh and blood so that he could be that perfect sacrifice in our place. And you think about this news as cause for great joy. It's not a time for joylessness. And we find this news is for all the people. As you think about the shepherds of this time, it was actually at this time period a very lowly job. It was looked down by many, but yet God determines to send this angel to tell them first about Christ's birth. And it reminds us that the good news of Jesus Christ is for all people. For those who the world deems lowly, but even for those who the world deems high up. Jesus didn't come just for the religious elite. He didn't come for those who have it all together. He didn't come only for the Jews. He came so that all people would have opportunity to believe and live. So my question for you tonight is this. Have you repented of your sins and trusted in Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us that we're all sinners. We have lied, we have lusted, coveted, and just one sin makes you a sinner. And this sin cannot be let go because we have sinned against a holy God. And we're deserving of condemnation and of death. But here's the thing. Here's the good news. Because that's bad news. Really it is. The good news is God provided a way to be forgiven and to have eternal life. And how he did it was he sent his son, Jesus, which we celebrate today, coming to earth. He sent his son, Jesus, to come and be born of a virgin and to eventually go to the cross in our place. He took our sin upon himself. He died the death that we deserved, satisfying the wrath of God. So he died, but 3 days later he rose from the grave, showing the world that death had no power over him. So now, and if we repent of our sins and trust in what Christ did, we are forgiven our sins and we are declared righteous. Not because of our own righteousness, but because as God sees us, he sees Christ's righteousness because Christ took our spot. This is the good news of the Bible. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that's why exactly the angel can say, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. So the question for you is, what will you do with this good news of great joy? Will you ignore it and thereby reject your Savior and remain in your sins and under condemnation? Will you believe it and be saved by the gracious Savior who came and died for you? So if you have never trusted in Jesus Christ, then acknowledge that you're a sinner and repent of your sin to God. Acknowledge that there's nothing that I can do to save me, to save myself. There's nothing in my own power. I'm a sinner. So I trust Jesus Christ alone. I trust that He, the perfect Savior, bore my sin on the cross and died for me. So if you do that, you are promised forgiveness of sins. You're promised eternal life. So Jesus' birth in this world, it's certainly good news of great joy. Our Savior was born. The Lord Himself came to save sinners like us. And the good thing is that this news doesn't just kind of give you temporary joy that wears off. But it gives you lasting joy because you know, I have eternal life. I have everlasting life. So what else can we do when we hear this news other than what the shepherds did after they met Jesus? That is, they glorified God and praised Him for everything that they heard. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful once again as we celebrate the birth of your Son. We're thankful to you that you sent Him out of love. John 3:16 tells us, out of love you sent Him so that He would come to us and take on flesh and blood like us, but yet be 100% perfect and sinless because He was God. And so He did this, going to the cross, dying for our sins and in our place, in order to give us forgiveness and life. And I pray if there's someone here who has not trusted in Christ alone to save them, that they would do that tonight. What a great opportunity to turn and trust in you and what you did. So thank you once again for Jesus. And may we live differently because of His work. In Christ's name, amen.